Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. You know, we're picking up where we left off on Friday, the 17th, and what we're looking at is a great covenant of great promises. The new covenant is a better covenant than the old covenant. That's what the Bible tells us. And so we see there's better promises available to the children of God. And we saw how God delivered Israel from Egypt as slaves. He delivered them out. And when they came out of Egypt, they were healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's what happened. What God changed them and touched their lives and brought them out with great wealth, and all of them were healthy. And you know, it's a type of a world. Egypt represents the world, and God, when you got saved, God takes you out of the world system and puts you into the kingdom. And so what happened was they came out of Egypt, and we should come out of the world the same way. God takes care of our needs. God takes care of our health, and God gives us wisdom and direction for our lives. So we saw that He had to send the 10 plagues into Egypt to get Pharaoh to release his children. Now God did that out of a love for His children, for God so loves the world, and especially and particularly the chosen race at that time. And God did it out of love that He sent those plagues to get the Israelites freed from Egypt. Not hatred, not anger, but love for His children, just like you and I would protect our children from any harm we could possibly protect them from. So we want to pick up where we left off last week. So let's join the service right now.
It wasn't God's hatred. It wasn't God's anger. It was God's love. You let my children go. And I'm telling you, I would do the same for my kids. And so would you. You would do everything in your power to get your kids set free. Amen. And so He says, I'll punish the nation that they serve as slaves, and afterward they will come out with great possessions. That happened. They weren't even a nation yet. And we know that the Bible tells us, and I've got it down here somewhere, when they came out, Psalm 105, don't turn there, I'll just read it to you, Psalm 105, 37, at last God freed all the Hebrews from their slavery and sent them away laden with silver and the gold of Egypt. And not even one was feeble on their way out. He's telling them this thousands or hundreds and hundreds of years before it takes place. And when it takes place, it happens exactly as He said. Why would we doubt God? Why would we doubt that He said, by my stripes you're healed? Why do we want to doubt that? See, because we live in these carnal bodies and we've got this carnality thinking, and we need to start trying to become more spiritual and have this communication with God, have one-on-one with God, spend time with God. Every one of us can spend time with God. I mean, right now, if I said to you, let's just close our eyes and just worship God, you and Him, right now, just talk to Him, tell Him you love Him. Right. It's straight away in the throne of grace. And God is there answering. The Bible says He neither sleeps nor slumbers. He's always available and willing. He says in Proverbs 34 verse 15, He says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. That's the ones born again. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ears are open unto their cry. Verse 17, the righteous cry out. The Lord hears and delivers him out of all their troubles. Why do we doubt that? When He told us this before Abraham even got the nation going, before they were a nation, He said, I'm going to create in you a great nation. I'll bless them that bless you, and I'll curse them that curse you. Well, Egypt cursed the Israelites. You don't want to come against God, I'm telling you. never come against Christians. Ever. No in-house fighting. Stop it. That's evil. Amen. Bible says God loves it when the brethren come together in unity. Amen. Don't fight each other. And never, ever come against the fivefold. Ooh. Even if they make a mistake and crash and fall, it's not your job to judge them. Your job is to pray for them. And ask God to restore them. Amen. You have no right to judge another man's servant. No. Amen. And so don't come against a child of God. I'm telling you, it won't bode well with you. You need to stay away from that. God said, I'll bless them that bless you. Rather bless the children of God. Amen. Bless them. That's how my wife and myself live. We bless the children of God. We bless the kingdom of God. We do all we can for the kingdom. And God blesses us. He heaps blessing upon blessing. I don't chase the blessing. I chase God. Amen. Don't chase healing. Chase God. Amen. That's why it says, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things that you need will be added to you. So I don't seek the blessing. I don't seek the money. I don't seek the healing. I don't seek the peace. I don't seek the joy. I seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I go to God. I get into his tabernacle with him. And I have fellowship with God. And while I'm doing that, he's rewarding me. And the blessings are overtaking me. I don't have to chase healing. I chase God. God is healing. I don't have to chase prosperity. I chase God. God is prosperity. I don't have to chase peace. I chase God. God is peace. He's called the Prince of Peace. Amen. Amen. So this is a good thing. Okay, so now watch here. Verse 15 says, and this is out of Genesis, I believe it was 15. Verse 15? You, however, will go to your ancestors in peace and be buried at a good old age. Wow. So God is telling me, I'm going to live my life and I'm going to have a good, long, healthy, old life. I'll be buried at a good old age. I'm going to fulfill all that God's given me to fulfill. And then he says, in the fourth generation, your descendants will come back here, for the sin of the Amorites has not yet reached its full measure. So God is taking care of all those people that are coming against his nation. And he's going to make certain that they live and they're going to live for eternity. Let me tell you something. Israel turned from God. And that was a plan of God because he wanted the Gentiles to come in. The Gentiles came in and the Bible says that the Israelites are going to be saved. They're going to come in through being jealous by us that are Gentiles that have been taken their place and got salvation. They're going to turn because they didn't receive Jesus as the Christ. Many of them have, Messianic Jews, but the majority didn't, and they didn't see Jesus as the Messiah and the Christ at that time. But the Bible says there's going to be 144,000 Israelites, 12,000 from each tribe, are going to be chaste and virgin and clean and pure, and are going to go about leading the Israelites and the rest of the world to Christ. And that's after the rapture when we've been taken out of here. Amen. When we're gone. And that proves that the Holy Spirit's coming back. Because when we're gone, you see, the Holy Ghost is in each and every one of us that's born again. Amen. And the only thing holding back the Antichrist is the Holy Ghost. So in order for the Antichrist to step onto the world stage, which we can see it's that close, right? I mentioned last night that I had a game of golf the other day, and I got an email from them on the golf course. This is the PGA, Professional Golfers Association. I got an email in my inbox saying that these are the rules and the laws. 6 foot apart, social distancing, you're not allowed two in a cart. To drive in a cart, you have to take your own bag out of your own car. You have to put it up yourself. You have to get your own water, your own ice, whatever. You got to do all of this kind of stuff. And we're not accepting any cash anymore. You know, we're becoming a cashless society. You do know that. It started when they issued credit cards. Remember that? But a credit card can still be stolen and all that kind of stuff. So eventually a chip's going to work. Are we seeing that happening today? Come on, my God, everything God has said about the Israelites came to pass. Everything he said about our lives now is coming to pass before our eyes. right now before our eyes. So now they won't accept cash. Why? Because people touched it. And we were concerned about corona. They had to have something had to happen in order for this to take place. And so we might be looking at cryptocurrency. Hey, I can go to work. I don't get a paycheck. It just gets deposited, boom, into my account. And with the things that Microsoft have patented and trying to do right now is the fact that they, I can't remember what they called it, body something or other, where they can tell where you are, if you're at work, if you've worked your full time, etc., etc., to be paid for your hours. I think it's just happening right in front of our eyes. So now, one world currency is coming. One world government is coming. The only thing that's stopping him is you and me. Not us, the Holy Ghost in us. But when we're taken out, the rapture's going to happen. And we're going to be taken out of here. And we're going to celebrate the marriage festival with our groom as the bride of Christ. Once that takes place, 7-year cycle. After 3.5 years, all hell's going to break loose. The 144 Israelites are going to go out saving people. You can't get people saved without the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Ghost is going to take us out. The Antichrist is going to come set up shop, do his thing, and then the Holy Spirit is going to come back because people have to get saved. You don't want to be at that time because you're going to have to take the mark. Now, the mark could be a system. It could be a tattoo. It could be a chip. Who knows what the mark is? But it's going to happen. And without it, you can neither buy nor sell. I mean, let's face it. Let's say you just had one credit card today. Do you know that your bank can just cancel that credit card? Sure. If you had no cash, no other means, you had one credit card, you got to go pay your rent. And you say you go to pay it or your car and you pay it with your credit card. You don't have a monthly one coming out. The bank can hit one button and block your credit card. What do you do now? Now what are you going to do? Right? But we got credit cards, we got cash, we got debit cards, we got so many different ways we can use. It's all coming down to one way. Amen. But there's not going to be cash. Sweden, they're already almost a cashless society for the last so many years. They in Sweden are one of the most progressive nations in the world. And they have had chips implanted in them so that they don't need to have a key to get in their office. They don't need to have a code to start the computers. They just ching, 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 ching. And I believe the training for that started when I recognized the first time was when I walked into Walmart, they said, you can cash out yourself. Right. So all I did was buy what I want. I went ching, ching. And I walked out without speaking to a human being. Right. Amen. Preparing us. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Right? And slowly desensitizing us. If 100 years ago we saw what's taking place in the world today, there'd be riots. I mean, I'm talking for righteousness. People would say, no chance, no ways ever can this happen in our country. But slowly we were desensitized, slowly. And the devil just lets a little bit of leaven into this lump. At a time, a little bit of leaven, a little bit of lemon. And now what's happened is the whole thing has been contaminated. Amen. And now you're seeing things that you're thinking, but that's not even normal. That's not even human. It's not even, it shouldn't be. But you know what? A little bit at a time. And so the currency is just another way. I got the letter. We're not taking cash anymore. I preferred paying with cash because then they couldn't trace me or do anything. But now you're traceable.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70 at Post.